Good morning. I hope all is well with you and yours. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I hope good morning. This has been a great morning for you. Hope all is well. I want to spend a little time with you this morning talking to you about decision making. I don't know about you, but I have to make a lot of, I have to make decisions every day. You have to make decisions every day. And based on the decisions you make, it's going to determine how things actually turn out for you. You know, our life is always a decision. Jesus always put the ability to make decisions in our hands, but we're to seek him for advice, to seek him for understanding, seeking him for wisdom. And I try to do that in almost, definitely all the very important decisions that I make. Because the thing is, when you're deciding and you're leaning on God, what happens is that he knows what's before you. So when you make a decision, he knows exactly how the situation is going to benefit you, or how the situation could be to your detriment. So decision making is so critical. So let's talk about it today. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to make some hard decisions. I have to make decisions about certain things, about things to do with my life, to do with the life of others. Because I understand and I know that decisions that I make just don't affect just Peter, but they affect Peter. They affect other lives that are tied to me. They affect other people who may be tied to my ministry. And so, therefore, I have to be very careful and give a very critical analysis on each and every decision that I make, especially, you know, the big ones, because a couple of poor decisions by me could wipe out everything that I've been working my whole 41 years of existence to work for. A couple of bad decisions by me could just change everything overnight that I've been working towards. And the same can be said about you. If we make a couple of poor decisions in the wrong place and in the wrong time and in the right and wrong situation, everything that you've been working for, everything that you've been saving for, everything that you've been fasting for, everything that you've been praying for, everything you've been putting yourself in position for years can utterly go away. So making decisions is one of the tougher things, I think, sometimes in life, because sometimes we don't know exactly which way we are to go. We don't know exactly which way to what to do, or maybe how to do it, and therefore we often do what? Seek out the help of others. And what I found out about seeking the help of others is that, number one, if they've never done it before, doesn't mean that they don't give sound advice, but I'm always I listen with a very critical ear. What I mean by critical, meaning that I hear what they're saying, I'm considering the logic in what they're saying, I'm considering, you know, the potential outcomes of what they're saying, but since they never lived it, since they never been through it, since it's not a lived experience, then I also have to take that as a caveat with what they're saying, because they don't have the lived experience. And the lived experience, there's something to be said about the lived experience. Amen? So then you have those individuals who've been through what you may be potentially going through. And then again, I listen to those with a critical ear because they have some more, they have experience that I don't have, in that they actually been through what I'm going through, or they have been through that situation before. But the thing is, even then, when you listen to somebody else in the situation they've been through, things are not exactly the same way as yours. Number one, they're not you. Number two, they probably don't have to deal with things the same way that you deal with them. So even though somebody else has been through this and I'm listening to what they're saying, how I respond to certain things may be different because of my makeup, how I'm made, my personality, and my tenacity, and my intensity, and all these things do play a factor. Because if they're, you know, from my research tells me, when I research and I'm a researcher and when I write these things about different phenomena that I may see or that I may have encountered, what I'm looking for is the conditions to be exactly the same. And hopefully if your conditions are the same, then the process is repeatable or the outcome is repeatable. But that's one of the other problems that we fail to get sometimes, is that we don't have the same repeatable situation. And since the situation is not the same repeatable situation, you can't always say that this is the case or that is the case. So again, you listen, but maybe listen with a critical ear. So you have those two situations. Then you have the situation of you consulting God about the situation. And, you know, sometimes, you know, God didn't speak to me directly. Sometimes God speaks to me through other people. Sometimes he put people in my path and people in my place and people in my situation that share a word, you know, that may have not even known anything about what I was going through, may have not known anything about what I was feeling at the time or what I was dealing with. They may just say a word and they may say it arbitrarily. Even God has used me like that. And there's been people in the past that I've spoken with or we had conversation with, they would say that, you know what, thank you for that. That just gave me confirmation to something I was thinking. And I don't even know what they were talking about. I didn't know what they were deciding. I didn't come there with the intent to help them to make a decision. It just so happened that whatever we were talking about at that particular time, God used me to give confirmation or to speak truth to life to something or some situation that they were looking at, they were dealing with, or they were considering. And that happens from time to time. So, you know, sometimes when I'm praying, you know, God may not talk to me directly, say, go do this. But then he may, like I said, bring somebody else along the way and something may be said or something may be heard. So today I want to give you some scriptures that's going to help to support you in your decision endeavor. Today I want to start with you. I got one, two, three. Four scriptures here today that should support you in your decision making. And it says this, Deuteronomy 31:6, and it says this, be strong and courageous, do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you, he will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. All right, what are you saying here? What is he saying here, Peter? He's saying that when you do make a decision, be strong in that decision. Be courageous about that decision. That means be brave. Why? Because sometimes decision making can be scary. Why? Because we know if we make a good or a poor decision, there could be consequences to our decision that we may not necessarily want. Every decision has a consequence, but is it the one that I want? Is it the desired consequence that I'm looking forward to? Do you see what I'm saying? So you got to be courageous. You can't be fearing. When you step out and you make the decision, you got to stick by it. And what I find out sometimes, my decisions are not very popular. They're not very popular. Sometimes in my home, I have to make decisions, and it's not very popular. And, you know, and maybe my family may be upset with me. Maybe brothers and sisters may be upset with me. Maybe my wife might be upset with me. Maybe the church may be upset with me. But I have to make those decisions. And when I make them, I have to stick by them. And if I believe that's what God has told me to do or what he's leading me to do or where he has me to be, I have to stand and be courageous in that decision. And sometimes I find out as being a leader that your decisions are not always well liked. However, you have to have the guts and you have to have the courage to say, okay, God, I'm going to stand by this. And in time, maybe the others will see that this was the right decision. Because in time, we all know, was this the best decision or was this not the best decision? Was this the way you should have went or this not the way you should have went? In time, we all will be able to see the consequence of that decision. So number one, be of courage. Don't be in fear when you have to make that decision because God is with you. Second one, Psalms 27:14. It says this, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Again, what is he telling us? What? Not to be in fear. Wait on God and be of good courage. He got you. He has your back. He's thinking about you. He's looking out for you. He's there for you. Again, God wants you to succeed. He wants you to be better. He wants doors to open for you. He wants you to go into those situations. He wants you to be happy. However, we have to make the right decision. And sometimes that's not always very easy to do. Sometimes the right decision is not always clear. See, it's easy when the decision is like, okay, I just know how to do this and this is going to happen. But I don't know about you, but a lot of times for most of us, decisions just don't come like that. It's usually a tough situation. There's usually a thing that's going on. There's usually something else that's added that I have to sit there and I have to decipher how did I make this decision. You understand what I'm saying? You know, decisions have great consequences. You know, when I was trying to decide, is this the woman I'm going to marry? When I was trying to decide, is this the home I'm going to buy? You know, when I'm trying to decide, is this the car I'm going to get? When we're trying to decide, are these children that we're planning to have? All those things, big time decisions. Because each one of those decisions, at least for me, had almost, you know, life changing consequences, right? Well, all of them did. You know, if I married the right, wrong one, now I'm stuck. If I married the right one, I'm in a great situation. Do you understand? I'm fortunate enough I married the right one. If you make a poor car decision and you get a lemon, then you're stuck, you know. And then, I mean, so, you know, you can go back and forth all the time. We talk about making the right decision today. So then here's another one. He says, I can do Philippians 4 and 13. We hear this one a lot. Philippians 4 and 13, it says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, through Christ who strengthens me. This is Philippians 4:14. So again, if you notice anything here in these last four verses, all of them had a thing, and the theme in all four of these was what? Strength and courage. So today, brothers and sisters, I just wanted to just take this time, and I just wanted to encourage you to let you know that what? Make the decisions you got to make. God's got your back. He's loving you, and he's got you, and he wants you just to go forward. And when you make those decisions, make that decision in courage to know that he has you and that he has your back and that he's looking out for you. And he's going to help you, but you got to be willing to listen. He's going to help you, but you got to be willing to go out there and listen to what it is that he has to say. So God bless you all. Love you all. I understand that we have some technical difficulties completely out of my control. It's nothing I can do about that. I hate it when technologies acts up, but hopefully you can watch this fully on the replay. So at this time, we're going to go into a prayer. I'm going to pray and we're going to get out of here. And Pamela, I see your prayer. We definitely will pray for you. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, starting in our right mind. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you for you being God and God alone. And besides you, there is no other. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord, you're so worthy to be praised. Lord, I ask that you continue to hold your people and strengthen your people on today. Lord, make ways for your people like only you can. Lord, you help them, Lord, you to go forward to the next level, Lord, like only you can. Bless them, Lord Jesus, like only you can. Love on them, Lord, like only you can. Lord, you continue to strengthen and keep them and hold them in the palm of thy hand, Lord, you like only you can, Lord. And we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you continue to help us to go forward, Lord Jesus. I ask that you continue to bless your people, Lord. I ask that you continue to strengthen and you keep them, Lord Jesus, and hold them in the palm of thy hand like only you can. Lord Jesus, love on them, Lord, like only you can. Lord, help them to go forward, Lord Jesus, to be all that you call them to be. Lord Jesus, let them know, Lord Jesus, that they're not forgotten, Lord Jesus, that if you said that you would do it, that it should come to pass. Lord Jesus, I ask that you strengthen them on today. Forgive us of all our sins, Lord Jesus, those known and unknown to us, Lord Jesus. Help us to make great decisions, Lord Jesus, on today. Lord Jesus, help us to understand. Lord Jesus, give us the courage to make the great decision. Lord, give us the courage to go forward. And Lord, we want to say we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask that you watch them and you keep your people on today. Lord, I ask you watch them and keep my children, Lord Jesus, while they're in school. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them in any form or fashion. Take them to wherever it is that they need to go on field trips. Lord, bless them, strengthen them. Let them enjoy themselves like only you can right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you touch each and every person that's been under the sound of my voice, Lord Jesus. For we know by your stripes that we were healed. Word being past tense, meaning that it's already done. Lord, you open up doors for them, Lord. Help them to know, Lord Jesus, that you're not forgotten them. That if you said that you would do it, that it should come to pass. Lord Jesus, let us go forth, Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord, blessing your people, Lord Jesus, loving your people, Lord, being all that you called us to be. And Lord, we want to say we thank you for that right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for your love, your kind, your peace, your wonderful, and your understanding, Lord. And we want to say we thank you for that, Lord. And I love you for that, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that you help us on today, Lord, to be great, Lord Jesus. Let us be kind to one another. Let us love on one another. And we ask you that you help us to do all these things to others, Lord Jesus. For we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, and we know this for sure, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Shift us and keep us and hold us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen, amen. God bless you all. Love you all. I apologize for any technical difficulties we've been having. They're clearly out of my control, and nothing I can do about it right now. So God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.